More great news yesterday morning as another cruise line announced its plan to resume sailings from U.S. ports. MSC Cruises is scheduled to operate two ships from Florida this summer following CDC approval of its Phase 2A port agreement from Port Miami and Port Canaveral. MSC Maravia has been approved for a simulated sailing on July 17th and is scheduled to begin 3- and 4-night Bahamas cruises on August 2nd from Miami. Meanwhile, MSC Divina is set to resume voyages on September 16th from Port Canaveral, operating 3-, 4-, and 7-night itineraries to the Bahamas and the Caribbean. Passenger vaccinations will not be required on these sailings, which open for booking on June 16th. And Norwegian Cruise Line revealed more 2021 sailings from the U.S. on Monday. Norwegian Gem is now set to begin 7-night Caribbean cruises on August 15th. More itineraries aboard Norwegian Breakaway for Bermuda have been opened up for sailing starting in September. Norwegian Escape is set to begin Caribbean voyages from Port Canaveral in November. In October, Bliss will sail from Los Angeles down to the Mexican Riviera, and Norwegian Encore is set to replace Norwegian Bliss for 7-night cruises to Alaska starting in August. In the announcement, Norwegian also said it's sticking to its vaccination mandate that runs through October despite the ongoing issue with Florida's ban on businesses requiring it. And finally, we turn to the state of Texas now, where Carnival Cruise Line has announced a return to cruising with vaccinated cruisers. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed legislation that prohibits any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or asking for information about a customer's vaccination status. However, in a statement to Cruise Radio, a spokesperson from Carnival Cruise Line said, "We are evaluating the legislation recently signed into law regarding vaccine information. The law provides exceptions for when a business is implementing COVID protocols in accordance with federal law, which is consistent with our plans to comply with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines." Two Carnival ships are scheduled to set off from Galveston for the first time in 16 months, beginning July 3rd with Carnival Vista, followed by Carnival Breeze on July 15th. And cruise line stocks closed up on Monday. Carnival Corporation 30.89 up 1.2%, Royal Caribbean 94.48 up 0.4%, and Norwegian 33.11 up 3.08%. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.